Smile.
90.4 FM.
Well, World Smile Day today. Happy World Smile Day and congratulations. Thank you so much for all the donations that we've received since we started the show this morning at 6. We are now very near the 75% mark as we aim for that 275,000 Rand Operation Smile funds for corrective surgeries for people with cleft conditions. Our goal, 50 new smiles in the world by the end of today. Lindy and I are hoping it could be by the end of the show. Hopefully we want to try and help as many young people as we possibly can, understanding that one in every 1,000 babies in Africa alone is born with a cleft condition, either a cleft palate or a cleft lip. And babies born with these conditions may be unable to feed properly. They may suffer from malnutrition. They may suffer from thirst. And even 1 in 10 born in really difficult circumstances in parts of Africa will die from this condition, completely and totally avoidable.
So the operation is quick, it's simple, and the results are life-changing. So we want to ensure that every child with a cleft condition has access to this level of surgical care. The cleft conditions can be repaired in about 45 minutes. Mm. It's 5,500 Rand for the surgery. And like we said, we need your help to get to 50 new smiles today. It is D-Day. So we have a special guest in studio with us this morning. It's John Kabari. John is from Rwanda, but he's lived in Cape Town since 2010. And he has benefited from one of these life-changing operations from Operation Smile. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, John, you got this life-changing surgery from Operation Smile. When did you have the operation?
In 2014. In February, yeah.
And what was life like before you had that operation?
Before, I was like shamed wherever I went to play with my friends, to play with the other kids. So I was shamed because my lip was open, so everyone was laughing at me. So I was shamed. I went to play with them. I was separated, so no one was hip with me because there's been some words I didn't talk, I didn't speak because the teeth was out, the lip was open. So I was shamed. Wherever I went to school, no one wanted to sit with me on the chair.
Yeah.
So I was shamed and crying every day.
Wow.
When I went home, crying, my mom asked me what happened. So once I tell them what happened, they were also crying. So I was shamed. Even my parents was not happy. My family was not good for that.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that.
Yeah, thank you.
So this surgery must have changed your life completely when you eventually had it. How did things change for you?
It's a big change because even when I came in South Africa, I used to go to shopping centers. So those people working on the tiers, before to do anything for me, they just talk each other in their languages, talk about me, and they're laughing. So I was not happy then. When I was working by shopping center at the Paddock shopping center, I met a lady. She called me. She said, come here, what's happened to you? I said, no, I born like this. So she gave me the website of Operation Smile.
Mm.
So from that time, I started to keep in touch with David Greer, was the one I was in touch with. And I received the feedback from Operation Smile.
Mm.
So from that time, 2014, we kept in touch. And it was 2013.
Mm.
We kept in touch. I was waiting for Cape Town Mission. So their mission, when it came in Cape Town.
And are you a bit more confident now? Are you going about life normally? No more worries, no more crying, no more concerns?
Now everything's changed because they really changed my life. After operation, when I get the operation there, so after that, everyone was surprised. So my friends here, when I went back to the shopping centers, they were like, who is this? Are you the one
who was
coming here before?
Oh, wow.
The people used to work together. Then they were surprised. My friends here, my family are here. Some of them that are here, they're also crying.
Mm.
They came to see me. who did this? I said, no, it's Operation Smile.
Wonderful.
It took like only 45 minutes to change it.
John, you have a beautiful smile, and I hope
Thank
that you are feeling more confident now.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to say to people if they are listening to this right now and they're thinking, oh, I don't know whether I should make a donation or not? What would you like to say to them?
If I have a chance, I can tell even the world to do anything, any donation from them. It helps many people. There's many children born with a cleft lip.
Yeah.
So they need their help. They need someone to change their life. So any donation from anyone can help many children or many people born with cleft lip. So I can encourage them to do anything. I can encourage some people to do any donation to them, to a person's mind, then they can change their life as they change my life.
You are a walking example of this.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Because there's somewhere they didn't talk, like Pick and Pay, Papa, but that time I was saying Fafa, Fick and Fay.
Mm.
Yeah, but now I can speak everything.
Oh, that's wonderful, man. That is, it's such a simple, simple thing that we take for granted. We don't even realize, you know, that you kept quiet for so much of your life because there's certain words you just couldn't say.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You got a beautiful smile, as Lindy said, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm so, so happy that life has changed for you thanks to Operation Smile.
Thank you
for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.